It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Another summer day in 2018, another flooding story. This time, the Baraboo River is about a foot and a half over flood stage, and residents are bracing for it to rise further and cause damage. Are you in an area of Wisconsin that is experiencing flooding or expecting to? What are you seeing, and how are people handling the water? Give us a call and tell us your story, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is where you can email us, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are sitting here in studio with Chimaine Mills. She's been covering this story for Wisconsin Public Radio. Flooding has been your beat, Chimaine, for the past several weeks, and you've been up in Baraboo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're also talking to Linda Netterlow. She is the Public Information Officer for Vernon County Emergency Management. The area is experiencing flooding right now. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Chimaine, tell us about Baraboo. What's happening in Baraboo?
Well, I was there yesterday, and a lot of the flooding upstream from them had occurred early in the morning. So in the dark of night, about 2 a.m., they were sending people up to evacuate Rock Springs. Now, not everyone would leave. They can't make them evacuate. But between 9 and 12 people evacuated. And then, of course, the water's coming down to North Freedom. So they were sandbagging there and coordinating that. And today is when it's supposed to come downstream and hit Baraboo.
Now, that's the thing about rivers is they run. So if it's, there's flooding in one area, there's going to be flooding downstream pretty quickly. How many are they fighting? Are they giving up? They're sandbagging. Are they trying to get people out of Baraboo?
They have warned them. In fact, the emergency management director, Jeff Jelinek, yesterday said, take this seriously. Potentially, this could be like 2008. That's when there was such a deluge of rain that Lake Delton burst its banks and emptied. And I covered that. That was 10 years ago. That's a worst-case scenario. They don't think they're going to be at that level. In fact, they were saying we'll come within a foot of
okay,
the river
so
rising
how much,
then.
How much? A foot of the river rising. So
yeah.
is it going to overflow its banks? And is it going to get to people's houses? I think that's what people are most worried about.
Right, right. They were saying sandbag, maybe evacuate if you think you need to. I checked the National Weather Service, and at 5 a.m., the Baraboo was at 19 feet. 16 feet is flood stage.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying we could see it rise 4 feet in 12 hours. So that's a lot of water in a relatively short span of time.
That's a lot of water. West of Sauk County and along the Wisconsin state line is Vernon County. It's south of La Crosse. Linda Netterlow, what kind of flooding are you seeing in Vernon County right now?
Well, it's been historic. The Kickapoo River has never been this high that since they recorded river levels. Ontario, Lafarge, Viola, and Reedstown were very heavily impacted. Totally, I just talked with the Sheriff's Department yesterday, Vernon County had over 400 water rescues. And part of that, of course, the bigger portion of that came from Coon Valley. They had over 200 water rescues in Vernon County.
These are people who are trapped in their homes because their homes flooded.
Yes, yes, they had to evacuate. Now, some of them, of course, at Coon Valley, they have been cleaning up. They had 80 volunteers day before yesterday to help clean, get people back in their homes. There's some homes, for example, in Reedstown, there are 9 homes that have been totally destroyed that they cannot go back to. There's nothing there to go to. They're just total water damage. They're just uninhabitable.
Wow.
The main thing we've been doing is making sure that people have shelter, that they have ample food supply primarily through Salvation Army and through the Red Cross. Both of those associations have been very, very helpful to the residents here to make sure people are fed. And we've had no end of water needs, you know, bottled water going
right
out to these communities. Volunteers have been just outstanding to come and help with all of this. And, of course, you know, they expect flooding again tonight.
Is it still raining?
No, it isn't raining now, but I listened to two weather forecasts early this morning, and they predict that some places are going to get heavy rain again tonight.
There were mudslides earlier in the week. Talk to me about this. Are people still worried about these mudslides?
Yes, if it gets rain, you know, if we get some rain, we're going to have some more mudslides. And, of course, some of the roads are still closed. At one point, we had 75 roads closures in Vernon County, and I think yesterday afternoon we were down to 53. But that's going down as we speak because they're able to fix the roads. Maybe they're only one lane, but they are being repaired. There are still two bridges that are compromised, one at Viola and then one just south of Viola at what we call Kickapoo Center. So those bridges are compromised, and they're going to try to get them inspected as soon as possible.
Shemaine Mills, roads and bridges were already in not great shape before the floods. They're going to be in worse shape now. What I'm interested in, though, is Baraboo is like one of the most touristy places in Wisconsin. This is the end of summer holiday weekend. Are tourists going to be affected by this? Is the industry going to be affected by this?
Well, you have Devil's Lake State Park, which is a huge draw,
right.
Of course.
Which is just south of Baraboo, right?
Right. Check, that's still open. So you definitely want to get on the internet and make sure where you're going is open. In North Freedom, they have the Railroad Museum, of course, and they were moving some of those vintage train cars off so that they wouldn't be flooded. So where you go, you want to make sure it's open and the roads are open too.
So Linda, we're going to end with you. When people call, what are you telling them to do?
Well, we're telling them to, you know, keep cleaning their homes, and we're making sure that cleaning kits are available, bottled water is available, that food is available for these. And as I said before, the volunteers have been just fantastic to come in and help people. With cleaning and, you know, things like that.
This is post-flood. What can they do? Can homeowners do anything, or are they helpless in terms of preventing more flooding in their homes?
Well, I just got a call not too long ago from a lady that wants sandbags. They're going to sandbag some of their property again today. So in preparation for this, possibly this evening, rain that comes. Hopefully it won't.
Hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
And that's actually the thing that I'm finding, Shemaine. You were talking about earlier about surprise. Baraboo was surprised by this. Madison was surprised by the flooding we got last week. The rains were heavier than expected.
Right. That's what I keep hearing from different authorities is the word surprise. The rain came harder, lasted longer than they expected. And so you have this situation where there's flash flooding. Here in Madison, we had a driver caught up in the floodwaters, was swept away by the floodwaters, and died. And yesterday in Baraboo, they were using that same word. We were surprised. We got more water than expected.
We got more water than expected. We are going to be following this flooding as we go along next week. Linda Netterlow is a public information officer for Vernon County Emergency Management. Good luck, Linda, and thank you for talking with us.
Okay, anytime.
And Shemaine Wills is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio who's covering flooding. As you just heard, she covered Madison last week. She brings us the latest from Baraboo this week. Thanks for your time, Shemaine.
Thank you.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It is the morning show on the Ideas Network, and you're going to be hearing about Harley-Davidson coming up for 115th year celebration.